true connection happens when our own experiences align with someone else's reality. When you resonate with something, a video, a conversation, or even a passing thought, it's because it reflects a part of your own journey. That's why some content feels deeply personal. It's not just my videos, you might feel this way with other creators too. When their truth mirrors yours, the connection becomes undeniable. The power lies not in the words, but in the authenticity behind them. When we interact here, it's more than just surface-level communication. It's the energy, the shared understanding, that bridges the gap. Real recognizes real, and that connection is unmistakable. But here's something to remember. Those who aren't genuine can sense it too. Even if they pretend not to notice or try to dismiss you, deep down, they recognize your authenticity. As you grow and become more aligned with who you truly are, you might notice your circle shrinking. People who once seemed close may begin to fade away. It's not a reflection of failure, but proof of your growth. Your genuine energy stands out, and those who can't handle it will naturally distance themselves. Fake connections can't thrive in the presence of real authenticity. It's too revealing and too raw for them to handle. This change might leave you feeling alone at times, but it's a sign of evolution. The thinning crowd is not a loss, but a refinement, leaving space for those who truly align with you. Trust that as you continue to walk in your truth, the right connections will find their way to you. What's real will always recognize and be drawn to what's real. Keep showing up as your authentic self, that's all you need. But don't let that discourage you, it's proof of your authenticity. The real ones will find you, and your energy will always attract what aligns with your truth. Keep being you, because real recognizes real. And that's all that matters. When someone knows you're genuine, it unsettles them if they're not. They can't handle being around you for too long because your presence exposes their true nature. They may avoid you, reject you, or keep their distance. Not because of anything you've done, but because your light highlights the parts of them they'd rather keep hidden. It's not just the real that recognize you. Even the fake can sense your authenticity. Just as angels recognize goodness, those with darker intentions can feel the strength of your spirit. That's why, when you walk into a room, some people avoid eye contact or act as if you're invisible. It's not that they don't see you, they do. They're just too shaken by the energy you bring, an energy that doesn't allow them to hide. You don't come to play games or blend in. You bring clarity and truth wherever you go. And those who operate in deceit or negativity can sense that. They feel it deeply, even if they don't admit it. That's why they lower their gaze, pretend not to notice, or shy away from meeting your eyes. They know the moment you lock eyes with them, you'll see right through them. You have the ability to see through the masks people wear and uncover what they're trying to hide. The fake can always sense when they're in the presence of someone real. Don't let them manipulate you or pretend they don't recognize your worth. They know exactly who you are. Your spirit is strong, surrounded by protection and favor, making it impossible for them to ignore. They feel your energy, and that's why they might avoid you, try to bring you down, or act against you. It's not because of anything you've done wrong, but because your authenticity shines too brightly for them to handle. They know you're genuine, and that truth makes them uncomfortable. When people distance themselves or try to make you doubt yourself, remember that it's a reflection of their own insecurities. Being real sometimes means walking a lonely path for a while, but that doesn't mean you'll always be alone. The journey may feel isolating, but it's leading you to the right people. As you keep growing and staying true to who you are, you'll naturally connect with others who share the same values and authenticity. These are the friendships and relationships that will truly matter, the ones built on mutual respect and understanding. Your tribe will be made up of people who have also worked on themselves and are ready to walk alongside you with honesty and integrity. The world is filled with people who are not genuine. Many stay close to you, not because they value you, but because they want to benefit from your journey without putting in any effort themselves. These are people who refuse to grow, who avoid the hard work of healing and becoming better. But you can't allow them to remain in your life forever. They have to leave because their presence doesn't align with where you're headed. Even those with bad intentions recognize your strength. They know who you are, and so does the enemy. You carry spiritual authority, and that's something they can't ignore. These individuals are influenced by negativity, but ultimately they are powerless against the light within you. They're not bowing to you, they're bowing to the power of the Holy Spirit that surrounds you. Darkness can never overpower light. You need to start owning this truth. When you walk into spaces, whether it's a workplace or anywhere else, you don't need to argue, fight, or prove anything. The spirit within you speaks louder than words. Your silence can hold more power than actions, because the energy you carry is already making an impact. This isn't about causing chaos or disrupting others. It's about standing firm in who you are. Believe in the light and strength you hold, and let it do the work for you. When negativity shows itself, you don't have to react or engage. Instead, trust that everything will unfold as it should. Let God handle the battles you don't need to fight. Step back, stand in your truth, and let your presence speak for itself. The power within you is more than enough. Let me tell you, real always recognizes real, but the fake recognize you too. They know exactly who you are, and that's why, when you show up, they act out. They might talk loudly, try to cause a scene, or demand your attention. That's not them. It's the negativity they carry, reacting to the light in you. It's why your presence can irritate others, even when you've done nothing wrong. You might wonder why people, even your boss, act differently when you're around. It's because the darkness they hold feels threatened by your authenticity. It's not a reflection of you, but of what they're trying to hide. Once you understand this, you won't feel discouraged or think something is wrong with you. The truth is, you're simply too real for the fake, and wherever you go, you naturally expose what isn't genuine. No matter how kind, loving, or generous you are, some people will still treat you poorly. It's because they're scared you'll uncover their true selves. Instead of facing that, they'll try to push you away before you see them for who they really are. But here's the thing, you can't avoid this. Your light shines too brightly, and it's impossible for them to hide in its presence. You're seeing things clearly now, with a perspective that goes beyond what's obvious. It's like having spiritual vision, being able to see through the surface and understand what's really happening behind the scenes. That's why some people can't handle your presence. They look away, avoid you, or act like you're invisible because your energy exposes what they're trying to hide. Even the fake recognize who you are, and that's something to remember, sweetheart. You're not imagining it. They feel your light and your truth. It's powerful, and it's why they react the way they do. I want to take a moment to thank you. Thank you for showing up, for engaging, for leaving your comments and support. To those who are new here, welcome to the family. We're growing together, not just in numbers, but in strength, wisdom, and freedom. We're breaking free from the chains that held us back, from the patterns others tried to trap us in. This journey is about growth, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Together, we're stepping into the light and letting go of the darkness. We're done being held back. I love you all so much. Thank you for being part of this community and for continuing to walk this path with me. Until next time, take care of yourselves, stay strong, stay true, and remember, you're not alone.